Transmission Folklore, Episode 9, Gasket Head. This episode of Transmission Folklore contains mentions of alcohol, child abuse, and manipulation. Audience discretion is advised. That was so loud.
Your friends are absolute monsters.
To be fair, Horatio told you it'd be a bad idea to try and outdrink Rowan.
How can someone hold so much liquor? I am also a lightweight.
Oof.
Excuse me.
I will never have a party again.
No one told you to get whiskey drunk.
Luce Bella did.
If I recall, you told Luce Bella to get, whiskey drunk after you came back out.
You also told the rest of us to finish the magic wine.
It stopped being a party. It was supposed to be fun.
It was fun.
It's never fun if I get pissy in the middle. Or so I've been told.
It was fun.
Okay, fine. For the most part, it was fun.
Did you not like it?
No, I did. The only people who have thrown me parties before were Horatio and Rowan and Emery.
Your parents didn't even throw you parties when you were younger?
Why would we? You don't have enough friends.
How many is supposed to be enough?
3 to 6. And they have to be sirens because they're not going to throw a party above water.
That's really rough. It's not right for a parent to make you go through.
It's fine. I'm okay.
It's okay to not be okay. Do you want a hug?
No, thanks.
That's okay, too.
Mama, go lay back down. I think we should all take a break right now.
I hate cleaning. How can, like, 6 people make such a mess?
It was 8, if you include you, me, and Mom.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It'll be picked up. Are you ready for your date tonight?
I'm nervous as all get out.
Why?
It doesn't feel real. Sock and I, it's been weird. We almost dated, and then we didn't, and then we almost are, and I've never been with someone who was good for me.
You think he are good for you?
He healed you. No questions asked. He's nice to me and nice to yourself.
That is kind of the ideal, huh?
I'm gonna fuck it up.
How?
I don't know. I'm me and I'm bad at dating.
It'll be fine. Sock likes you. Off topic, but can I ask something?
If you must.
Why didn't you want to tell me about Emery?
I thought they were dreams.
They? Multiple times? Like, dreams with a plural S at the end?
The first 2, we didn't talk. It was memories and conversations I wasn't around for. The last one, on my birthday, it was so real.
You didn't tell me, though.
It was weird. I was floating and falling, and the world wasn't right there. You've been to the reflective space. You've seen it.
That still doesn't explain why you didn't tell me. It's like that phone call.
It's nothing like that phone call. I know Emery. I know what they're capable of, their body language. And Emery can't touch me in the reflective space.
Emery can't affect me over the phone.
It's different. I could have handled the information at that time. You don't need another thing on your plate.
I'm handling it just fine.
Oh, you're one more fall away from blowing a gasket on you and Pyrrha.
You leave Pyrrha Tuxedo Cruiser out of this.
What I'm saying is that you're busy. You're trying to reconnect with your mom, and it's not going well. You're trying to reconnect with your powers, and it's not going well. You don't need me and my problems to give you a nervous breakdown.
Not telling me will give me a nervous breakdown.
Oh, you can't handle it!
Don't tell me what I can and can't handle. I've learned that I can handle so much more than anyone thinks I'm capable of. I would think you, of all people, would know that.
It's different with sirens. It's different with all this stuff, especially when my dad is involved. Travis isn't a killer. He doesn't get angry. He gets inside your head and reshapes it. And that's something I can't let happen to you. Not when you've come so far. You're not ready to deal with him. You don't have powers. You can't fly right now. And you're still trying to figure shit out with your mom. I get you're more capable than you thought you were. And I know you've grown and changed and we're better for it. We're better with you. Which is why I didn't tell you. You have all these little stressors that add up and bite. I don't want to be another one.
If your dad is as bad as you say he is, then you can't do it alone. You don't have to.
You don't get it. I have always been alone. Sirens travel in schools, and I've always been an outcast in mine. My dad has too much power. My stepmom was too demanding. I was destined for great things or whatever. It's a solitary life. Always has been. You've never had to do that! Even when you didn't have your moms, you had Claire. You had a family.
You have a family too. Look around. Look at all the things left by all the people who wanted to celebrate you. At the 7 people who literally put their lives on the line for you. You can doom and gloom all you want, but don't you ever look me in the eye and tell me there aren't people who look at you like family.
I can't call them family after everything I've done to them.
You're still impossible. What is your self-help podcast getting into your brain? What are you even trying to accomplish? People care about you. Let them in.
Oh, if you would listen to me. I'm trying to make things better.
When is it good enough?
It's not. I will never be good enough.
Then I guess nothing I can say will make you feel different. I'm going out.
Where?
Out.
Whatever. I'm going to bed.
Tell Emery I said to fuck off.
Good night!
Of the afternoon.
Well, it's been a rough afternoon.
Tell me about it.
Is everything okay?
SAO meetings are just getting longer. Planning something, but it's mostly going over my head right now.
Are you listening to it?
I'm trying. He's having Dina May explain it, and she's droning on.
Why would he have his wife explain? Oh, so that people out of the know don't know what she's talking about.
Holy shit, that makes sense.
Which means he has a reason to believe someone doesn't need to know.
Any ideas on who that is?
It's you.
What?
Em, you need to take care.
He can't suspect anything.
Carter said I talk in my sleep.
And?
You might. This isn't regular sleep.
Travis doesn't listen to me sleep.
You don't think so?
It'll be fine. That can't be why you called me here.
I'm pissed.
At me?
At Carter.
What'd your fairy do?
First of all, he's not my fairy.
Right. He's just your emotional support nervous breakdown.
He's not supporting me right now.
Why?
I mentioned you were contacting me.
How'd that go?
Everyone freaked out.
Everyone?
Sock, Horatio, Uvea, Rowan.
You and Luz are talking again?
We're trying to rebuild. I'm trying. I think Luz is too.
And the fairy?
The worst of them. He feels like he's personally slighted because I didn't talk to him about it.
Was it a personal slight?
Obviously not. He's dealing with shit. I'm not gonna worry him.
I don't know how I could possibly worry him.
You tried to kill him and almost did.
I know. So what exactly does he do to help you?
Some stuff. It just sucks. He said I wasn't trying. I'm trying so hard.
I can see you're trying.
Bad someone can.
What are you gonna do about it?
Honestly, right now, I don't know. What are you gonna do about Travis?
I'll figure it out.
That's not a plan.
Give me time, I'll come up with something.
Hey, Sorrel, hey.
Mm.
You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Did Emery talk to you again?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Travis is using my stepmom to code stuff. So, they might know about Emery.
If you want to talk about it.
I'm not going to get back together or anything, if you're worried about that.
I'm not worried. Do you want to reschedule our date?
No, it's okay.
We can change what we're doing. We can stay here. I just want to spend time with you.
Why would you want to do that?
Because you think so low of yourself sometimes. It breaks my heart. But you are more than you think you are. You're like, I mean, this is going to sound corny, but you're like the ocean. Your waves crash along the shore. You're not steady and even. You're bracing and powerful and ever-changing. Bend in the river before you can see the waterfall coming. You're beautiful and bright and manic.
It's the bipolar.
Which is a part of you. It's you, all of it. Every crash of waves against broken bridges. Every beautiful reflection against the sparkling water. You are the rivers and the water and the ocean. And ocean, you are so much in the best way.
Oh. I like you too.
Hello, you're calling Emery. How may I help you?
Hey, Anne.
Who is this?
Oh, right. You haven't heard me talk since.
Sock?
Yeah.
What do I owe the pleasure? You coming to gloat?
About Sorrel?
You won. You have them.
They're not a prize, Emery. I just wanted to check up on you.
Why?
You had a major life shift. You were so angry and so sad when we last spoke.
When I broke your brain?
I forgive you.
What do I have to do to get under your skin? Sock's the saint. Sock only can forgive. Why? What makes you so good?
Why do you want to be so unkind? What do you gain?
You can't disappoint people when they expect nothing of you. Not that you'd know how to disappoint anyone.
Why do you want to be with Sorrel so bad?
Why do you? You can't fix them.
No, I can't. They can work on themselves. I'm not carrying that burden for them. But I'm asking you. Sorrel and you were terrible together. You were mean to one another and both so miserable. I've known you both to be kind, but when you were going at it, there was nothing to inspire kindness there.
It's not any of your business.
It's not really, but you have an answer, and I'm sure you've been dying to tell somebody about it. There's something hidden in your soul. Maybe fear, maybe anger. It's in there.
I don't want to talk about it.
It will fester.
I don't want to be alone, all right?
Do you want to be unhappy or alone?
Aren't they the same thing?
To be unhappy with someone who makes you unhappy does not give way to be happy with someone who makes you happy.
You sound like you've been drinking or something.
A little bit, yeah. It was their birthday.
Are you trying to tell me to not contact Sorrel? because I'm trying to help. I don't want to be with them anymore. I want to fix the shit I did.
I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know you as well as everyone else does. And I don't have as soft a spot in my heart for you. I'm not perfect or all forgiving or any of the things you accuse me of. But I have been drinking and afraid the person who cares for the person I care for is, something.
You almost made sense there.
The point is, you're putting a lot on the line here to protect them. And I wanted to see how you felt, because I am afraid.
No worries here. I'm not scared of anything.
I know that's not true.
I'll be fine.
You are among the most frustrating people alive.
Then hang up! What's stopping you?
I want you and Sorrel to know you don't have to do this by yourselves. You're not indestructible.
I'm fine. I've always been fine. You get used to weird and scary shit when you're all alone in the world.
You're not, though.
You guys made pretty sure I was. Look, I get it, okay? You banished me from y'all's lives and then remembered I don't have any other friends, and you remembered my aunt kicked me out and I don't have any other family either, and then you start to feel bad. I get it. I feel bad for Sorrel because I got Travis involved. I'm trying to make it right. You're trying to make it right. I see you trying. Wonderful, stupendous. I can tell you want to save the world with me inside, and I appreciate that. I guess I am scared, because you know what this guy does. I know what he does. But if I think about it too much, I'm gonna chicken out. I'm going to run away and continue being not dead, but be afraid in a totally different place. It's different now. Still not used to it. I'm sorry it happened like that. That I broke you.
Thank you for apologizing. Now do better.
I don't want the story to end with me being a monster, okay? It doesn't... I mean, it can't make sense. It just... What happens then? I deserve to be able to do better. Like you said, I have to figure it out by myself. What do you think? About everything I did? You just... are okay with it now?
I can't make that decision, not right now.
I thought you forgave me.
I do. I really don't think you meant for it to escalate how it did. It did escalate, though. And it really fucking sucked. Now I'm in Dr. Limbo, and it's getting colder, and things hurt more. I don't know if my logical brain and my emotional brain could meet in the middle about you right now.
Okay. That's fine, I guess.
But I will think about it. And I hope you're doing better than you were then.
You're far more cryptic and emotional when you're drinking.
I'm always emotional.
You're calm all the time.
No, I'm not. I just let the rest of you think that. Goodbye, Emery.
Farewell.
I got you some water.
Thanks. I finished off that wine way too fast.
It happens to the best of us. I thought I was gonna die this morning.
Are you feeling better?
For now.
For now is a great start.
Transmission Folklore is produced by Lavender Lemonade. If you're able, we'd really appreciate if you could rate and review us on your favorite podcast. This episode was written by Mick Coates. Sound design by Orion Ivory. Music composed by Mick Coates. Sorrel is played by Mick Coates. Carter is played by Orion Ivory. Bianca is played by Jillian Morgan. Emery is played by Tal Manier. Doc is played by Aubrey Poppleton. This week's cryptid is The Idea of the Unknown. Something is lurking out there. Good luck.